Radio Gdańsk English News.
Read by Martin Karen. The headlines this Monday, December 6, 2021. Poland and US sign aviation security agreement. Survey finds 43% of Poles in favour of compulsory COVID-19 shots. And initiative to reduce food waste in the three cities launched. Good morning. The US and Poland have signed a new agreement that will see air marshals deployed on some flights between Poland and the US. The agreement aims to bolster existing flight security arrangements, which aim to prevent terrorism and air piracy. The agreement was signed into being at the start of the month, according to a statement by the US Embassy in Warsaw, and puts in place the legal framework to allow the deployment of in-flight security officers on selected flights. A survey of around 900 Poles, which asked what people thought about the country adopting compulsory vaccination against COVID, has shown an almost even split between those who are in favour of the idea compared to those who are undecided or against. 43% of those surveyed came out in favour, compared to 41% who were undecided. The Polish health minister said earlier this month that the government was drawing up measures to encourage more people to get vaccinated. As of Sunday, 20.5 million Poles have been fully inoculated against COVID out of a population of around 38 million. As a survey finds that Polish households throw away nearly 9 million tons of food each year, Gdańsk's Waste Management Department has partnered with the Gdańsk Food Bank to launch a drive called Eat, Share, Respect, which aims to reduce food waste while also helping people in need. They have teamed up to produce four short films that aim to educate the residents of the city on ways to avoid wasting food. There are 32 food banks in Poland, which work with over 3,200 charitable organisations, with over 50,000 volunteers helping around 1.5 million of the most vulnerable Poles. And finally, yesterday's annual Santas on Bikes charity motorbike ride through the three cities experienced an unexpected turn when one of the bikers lost control of his bike, veering into another bike, and then crashing into spectators, injuring a 42-year-old woman. The woman was airlifted to hospital but was not seriously injured and has since been discharged. The annual event sees around 2,000 bikers travel from Gdańsk to Gdynia and helps raise money for good causes. It is the largest event of its kind in Poland and perhaps in Europe.
The weather.
Today will be a cloudy day with a moderate to strong breeze and temperatures of 1 degree centigrade, 34 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, dropping to minus 6 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will be a cold and sunny day, with temperatures of minus 5 degrees during the day and minus 8 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.